In an operating room, there's the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, a surgical tech, and a scrub nurse. And these days, there's often someone else standing quietly along the back wall. They're not a licensed medical professional, they're a sales rep. This person works on commission for the companies that manufacture medical devices like artificial joints and bone screws. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports their presence is under new scrutiny.
Medical device reps are more often business majors than biology buffs, but they train on the job as if they might have to conduct surgery themselves. Reps learn how to saw off a hip bone and replace it with a standard artificial hip, like at this educational center in Colorado. Sometimes they even use cadavers, which also helps develop the steel stomach required for the unsettling sights and sounds of an orthopedic OR, like hammering a spike into a bone.
Before we're allowed to sell our products to surgeons, we have to know the anatomy of the body, go through tests of why physicians use these types of products and how we can assist in surgery.
Chris Stewart spent his sales career in Nashville with Stryker, an industry behemoth that makes everything from surgical robots to artificial foot bones. Now he helps manufacturers navigate relationships with hospitals. Reps don't have to be in the operating room. They can't even touch anything that's sterile. One tells me he uses a laser pointer to guide surgical assistants who need help locating a little part or tool. They want to make it all run smoothly and turn a busy surgeon into a steady customer.
You have to become an expert in understanding how to be efficient with helping everyone in the OR, making sure that your implants are being utilized correctly.
Stewart says it's hard for the hospital staff to keep up with constant design changes for artificial joints or spinal rod systems.
But that's what we need, our skilled helpers in the operating room who are not making money off of the choices of the surgeons.
Adrian Few-Berman studies medical device sales at Georgetown University and has come to believe that reps should be banned from the operating room. Her biggest concern is safety. She's talked to reps who say they're instructed to always push the newest, most expensive products, even when the old version is more proven.
The newest device is not necessarily the best device. In fact, it may be the worst device because of the approval process.
Few-Berman is referring to how the FDA will fast-track approval for new designs that are fairly similar to existing products. Sometimes, though, this has disastrous outcomes, like an all-metal hip joint that seems to be disintegrating in dozens of patients. And yet safety issues are not what might get reps booted from hospitals. It's the cost. Brent Ford holds up a simple piece of hardware he used to sell before he started working with Nashville-based Health Trust. He now helps hospitals control their spending on surgeries.
This is a pedicle screw. This would go into your spine. The manufacturer cost to make a screw like this would be, probably anywhere between $50 and $100. The markup to the hospital could be in the high hundreds to low thousands of dollar range.
There could be several screws and rods used in a complex spine procedure, and the sales rep gets a 10 to 25% commission. Ford is advising hospitals to consider whether the middleman is a must.
They're starting to figure out what these reps make for a living. They feel like they're making too much money, and I think that's why they want them out.
If only it were that simple.
Give me the milk.
Public television in Arizona broadcast a new hip replacement technique. The surgeon barely says a word. When he needs a tool or piece, it's placed in his hand.
Neck.
And that equipment is often in the right place because a device rep made sure of it. Logistics is a big part of the job, delivering trays of instruments and components in the pre-dawn hours. Orthopedic surgeon Michael Christie of Nashville specializes in new hips.
I can't keep my socks together through the dryer. You can imagine what trying to get 100 pans or 300 pans of instruments all set up correctly. Because if that widget isn't there when I'm doing a case and I need the widget, we're kind of at an impasse.
Surgeons trust their reps. They're often the first call when scheduling a case to make sure the devices will be ready to go. Many, like Dr. Christie, also have financial ties to manufacturers, collecting substantial royalties for helping design new implants. An industry trade group spokesman defends the close relationship as a way to improve their products. So the result is that many in the surgery business want to have the reps around. Marley Duff is an operating room manager at TriStar Centennial's joint replacement unit. She says reps can be especially helpful when an old artificial joint needs to be replaced.
You say sales rep, I look at them more of being somebody that's expertly trained in their field to provide support for the implants that they happen to sell.
Hospitals that have experimented with going repless have gotten pushback from surgeons and had to hire additional staff to pick up the slack. One of the first in the country to try, in Loma Linda, California, has decided it's not worth the trouble and abandoned the effort. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.